Hi, my name is Tracy Schultz. I host a weekly radio show called What's New. What's New appears at 11 a.m. every Friday on Co-op Radio here in Austin, Texas. Co-op Radio is KOOP 91.7 FM on the local Austin radio dial, and you can also find the station at koop.org. From there, you can stream our programming worldwide. For this week, I have an interview with Zubin Zedke. Zubin is in the band Tally Hall. Tally Hall is out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and going to be coming through Austin this Saturday, August 6th, at Emo's. And now, here's my interview with Zubin Zedke. And now I am joined in the studios by phone with Zubin Zedke from the band Tally Hall. Tally Hall is going to be performing at Emo's on Saturday, August 6th. With such local acts as Speak, which is going to be coming back through town. They've been on tour with Tally Hall for a number of dates now. And also with the band Casey Shea. Let's see, I don't have a time. It's like what time is like the first band's going to kick up with. It's like, but all information you can find out at the emosaustin.com, the website for Emos Austin. And how's things been? It's like on the road, it's like with the tour. Mr. Sedge.
Things are going great. Thanks for having me, by the way. Things are going great. We are currently driving through the desert of Arizona. We've played a number of shows with both Speak and Casey Shea. Casey is just traveling by himself. He's on acoustic guitar, and he still puts on a very entertaining show. But things, I think, we've really gotten to get to know the guys that Speak a lot better, and we've had great audiences come out to the shows. It's been a really fun time.
I came across y'all's album, the Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum, through my college radio station in San Antonio. We had a copy of it, and I guess it was like when the album first came out, it's like y'all Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum. I guess y'all put that out. It's like initially on your own back in 2005, and then.
Yeah.
Toured behind it, and then got picked up by Atlantic, and then it got re-released. It's like in 2008. That's a pretty nice long period of performance and gestations, like for an album, like to be out and then have to be re-released.
It was.
I just thought it was interesting because I haven't heard that too often. It's like sometimes you hear it's like a band's first album, and it gets steam, and then it's quickly picked up by a major and put out. And this one took a little bit longer. I guess it's like it was just y'all were touring behind it, and then y'all started to get attention. And then once y'all got hooked up with Atlantic, they kind of went ahead with that.
We actually got hooked up with Atlantic pretty early on. It just took a while to get the album re-released. They really wanted to re-release it themselves. So we kind of went through with that. And then, it was further delayed, the release of our second album, Good and Evil, because we just had... issues with the record label getting it released. But we finally resolved all that stuff, and now at long last we have our new album out and available.
Yes, I should say it's like the Good and Evil is out right now. It's been out since June of this year. Y'all are touring behind it. 14 songs. One or two of them was like written by you. It's like a Cannibal and the Trap. It's like a how has it's like the transition of the last 6 years as a band, it's like from the last time y'all recorded to recording now, how has the sound has grown for yourselves? What do you think?
Well, that's a good question. It's a lot, a lot of things. When we went in to record Marvin, we didn't really, we were kids, we were young college kids, and we kind of went to a box of a recording studio with this gentleman by the name of Ben Buchan, who was engineering it, and we just kind of put together songs and, didn't really have much experience in the ways of recording. But it was a really fun process. It was a great learning process. And then since then, we've just had so many life experiences, and we've not only grown older, but just had a lot of things happen. So this new album is definitely, it feels older to me. The things it deals with are, it's a little more cohesive. And this time around, we had a producer by the name of Tony Hopper. So I feel like this our new album is more cohesive than the last. But you know, I think we're all really happy with the way it turned out, and it's so nice to finally have it out. And it doesn't really matter too much what I think. I think it's what other people think.
I really liked y'all's sound, when I was telling people, it's like, hey, it's like, you know, Tally Hall's going to be coming up, and they weren't quite familiar with it yet. And I was saying, well, it's like, it reminds me of bands like OK Go. And then I found out later, it's like, y'all share some management with OK Go. And y'all are also from the Michigan area. So are y'all in the same circles? It's like did y'all run into each other? It's like, are from the same scene of sorts?
Well, it's hard to say, you know, what scene we fit into exactly. We're not really an indie band in the typical sense, but we shared management with OK Go, and they made the Giants. But then we changed management. We have new management out in LA now, and we all went to college in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan. That's kind of where we formed. And we definitely, you know a lot of the Ann Arbor bands. But it's hard to say, you know, to pinpoint exactly a scene that we're part of. I think it's just on a greater scale, what's happening in the music industry, which is that everyone basically has more control of their music and the ability to promote it themselves, you know, with the internet and the way the music industry is changing.
But Good and Evil just came out like this past June, and y'all are currently on tour of it. Y'all are been out on the road since mid July. How has some of the receptions been for the albums? Before going on tour, y'all already have had like a fandom out there. It's like for y'all's band. It's like you may not have been as widely known as some other bands, but it's like y'all have like y'all's own set of fans that come out. And so when you're touring, it's like, do you get a mix of audiences from folks that's like that are already familiar with you and just like an already seen, it's like all the videos and YouTubes and all the connections and everything?
Definitely. Yeah, we are fortunate to have a pretty devoted and passionate fan base. They're really awesome. You know, they care quite a bit about us, and they're really fantastic. So we've had the blessing of people coming and knowing, you know, both our old and new material. And what was one of the most surprising things, and this was one of the nicest things to see, was how quickly, you know, it took us a number of tours on our old material to amass crowds in different cities. But what's really nice is seeing people sing along to the words of our new stuff and really show us enthusiasm for the newer material. That's been really wonderful.
One of the things it's like that people pick up on early, I guess, is it's like y'all have a band look of folks and of all the guys, the five guys in the bands, like have white shirts with colored ties, and yours is a blue tie. Yep. And it's like with the black pants, kind of like a office dress, minus the jacket. So do you go through a lot of blue ties? It's like, do you have to have like a stack of like five or six ties? It's like just in case it's like an accident happens, or
we all have quite a bit of all of the pieces, pants, shirts, ties, that sort of stuff. Because you know it gets very, very sweaty every night, especially in these warmer climates. So yes, we do have a number of backups.
Yes, it's like the. Y'all going to be playing in the evenings, but it's like during the day here, it's been in at least in the triple digits sometimes. I think yesterday it was like 107 here in Austin. So, and then y'all are currently driving, it's like through the desert. So yes, it's like, it's going to be a little warm. It's like down here in the South for sure.
Indeed it is. Yeah. Last night when we played in Phoenix, it was 110. And it got pretty toasty, but there were also amazing thunderstorms. There was lightning across the sky going off every, 1 to 2 seconds. It was quite a sight.
Wow. y'all been through Austin in the past. It's like I was looking up. It's like I believe y'all has done South by Southwest in the past and some right. other things. Is there any particular haunts you're looking for? It's like to go into. It's like in Austin. It's like have y'all had a chance to spend it's like a extended time period down here?
You know, we've come to four previous South by Southwest, and it's just been. It's such an amazing time. It's just a big party on the streets with a lot of music. And the whole, I can't think of one particular place. It's really just all of Austin. That's great. I mean, Emo's is going to be a great place to play. It's a place where we've seen a lot of great bands play, where we've played before, and we've really enjoyed it. But I think just generally being in Austin and just the whole vibe of the city is great.
Oh, cool. As like a little bit of a sidebar, I was going to play a couple of tracks from Good and Evil as part of the interview tomorrow. Was there any one particular track that you think kind of stands out? It's like any suggestions that you would say?
I would say Follow Your Heart. Are you at all familiar with the album?
Follow Your Heart?
No, that's the...
oh, Follow My Heart is to my pick. I didn't know if you were going to suggest it's like the one of the songs that you've written or not.
No. But, you know, just if you've listened to it, just pick a track that you like.
Cool. On Marvin's one of the album that you did previously, it's like one of the ones that stood out for me was Two Wuv, which I thought was hilarious because it was a nice friendly song, but it's also a slightly creepy stalker song about Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Indeed.
And that was like before they were there was back when they were still under 18, I think.
That may be true.
It's like, does it carry on? It's like, did you ever hear any feedback from their representation or anything like that?
No, you know, actually, recently I found out that Ross and his mother, Ross is our drummer, wearing the gray tie. Had seen either Mary Kate or Ashley at a restaurant, and Ross's mom wanted to go up and personally like deliver the song, and Ross didn't let her. So that might have been our only opportunity to ensure that they've heard our music. But so far, it's been no feedback. We don't know if they've heard it or not, but it's there. It's there for them. If they're listening to this, it would be an incredible coincidence. You should listen to our song that we wrote for you guys.
If they do happen to be listening to this interview, I would be very honored if they would like to send a little. It's like, hey, I heard it. It's like I would be jazzed as well. my little radio show is like on a podcast somewhere out in the ether.
You never know.
It's like stranger things have happened. I work at a radio station where I do little ticket giveaways and Dolly Parton is coming through in a couple of weeks. And so we were giving away a pair of tickets to go see Dolly Parton. And this one lady says like, no, it's like, I'm not interested. She's my aunt and I don't really like her music. And I was like, well, do you mind if I meet your aunt?
Yeah.
It's like, are you on good terms?
Did you get to meet her?
No. It was like one of these things. It's like where my brain wasn't firing fast enough. It's like if only it'd be able to.
Alas,
it'd be quite fine, quite funny indeed. It's like the one other question I guess it's like I had is like was it's like I was Googling Tally Hall, and I kept coming up with references to it's like an English or an American
Sorry,
soccer
that was,
player.
That was Bora. He's sitting next to me and editing footage. I don't know if you heard that chuckle.
Yeah, are y'all doing filming or?
He's filming and he's releasing Borologs every week for just so people who cannot make it out to the show or just you know other people of the internet can view them.
Yes, I was going to say it's like I heard something about y'all's internet show.
That's what we did in the time between releasing our first and second albums. When we knew we were going to be releasing it, we wanted to do something to give to the fans and a new product of sorts, knowing we couldn't make a new album.
And so it's like for folks that are curious, they can go to tallyhall.com and be able to see links to the Tally Hall's internet show. And y'all have been doing that since 2008.
Yeah.
it's like that's a real long consistency. It's like an internet time of doing. It's
well,
like
we've actually been making videos since we started the band. Really, Joe was a film major in college, and we'd always kind of just been making little skits and releasing them. And the internet show was really just putting it all together.
Oh, cool. Do they tell a sequence of stories? It's like in them, or it's like, or is it mainly it's like this is what we're doing right now?
Well, the internet show is just there are 10 episodes, and each of them had a theme, and they're all kind of very different from each other. Some of them had storylines, some of them were more sketch based, you know, just relating to a common theme. Some of them were philosophical, some were straightforward, you know, some of them were comedic. We really did quite a bit. We didn't limit ourselves in terms of what could be, you know, content for the show.
Ah, cool, cool. It's like, I guess it's like the only other thing that I had left was when I was looking up information, it's like on Tally Hall, the band, I kept coming across Tally Hall, the soccer player, who is an American soccer player who's performs here in the United States. It's like the Houston Dynamo. Any connections, like, or has there been any, like, reach outs, like, to somebody like that has, it's like, a similar name?
We actually have. I think we've reached out to him, and I think he responded with a short message. But we're not regularly in touch with him. But we all get, some of us get Google alerts.
Yeah.
And so we can kind of keep track of his career as we both progress. And if he has Google alerts for him, I'm sure he gets a lot of stuff about us. So we're kind of in different venues, but working together.
It's kind of like acknowledgement. It's like, that person is still doing stuff. He's still around.
We know the other exists. Each of us knows the other exists. He's an excellent goalkeeper. Or so it seems.
Yeah, I came across numerous articles. It's like with his name attached, and it's like going, "Oh, okay." And I had to filter through them all. But it's just kind of like a cool little novelty.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Y'all guys, my brain is fried. I'm going to be definitely editing this tonight.
All right. Well, but thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I just wanted to close with the. I've been talking with the. Zuman Zedgi.
Yep.
Is that how I say it?
It's like, yeah, you got it. Nailed it.
Zuman Zedgi from the band Tally Hall. They're out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and they're going to be performing this coming Saturday night at Emo's. It's like on August the 6th with Casey Shea, and it'll be a hometown show return for Speak, who's been on tour with them for a number of dates. Is there anything that you want to say? It's like about this particular show that's like you want to make sure is included on the interview.
No, thank you so much for having me, and check out our new album, Good and Evil. It's out now, and it's going to be great to come to Austin and see everybody and bring a homecoming. Let's Speak. So it'll be a good time.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, for doing the call in, and I look forward to seeing y'all guys this weekend.
All right.
Take care, and y'all have a safe drive.
All right.
Bye.
Adios.